Please.
Chok Arvut.
The law, of Arvut. This means that here we need to learn how we need to be connected with one another in order to reach a reconstruction of the kli of Adam Rishon, the spiritual kli, a kli for adhesion with the Creator, a kli in which we attain the true world or true life. All of this we attain by learning and implementing the law of Arvut. How much we have to be connected, in what form we need to be connected, how from the broken desires we build the correct spiritual network of connection between us. It's not that we're connected like now, that we're connected between us through the law of our ego. Each one as much as it's good for him, comfortable for him. To that extent, he comes closer to the other or moves away from the other. And he builds all kinds of connections that are good for his ego without taking the other into consideration, but only in order to take advantage of the environment as much as possible. This is a natural law that works within us from the sin of the tree of knowledge, from the breaking of the kli, and we're not even aware of how much we are operated by it. And all of our work is to first and for all and foremost to get to know the evil within us, in the connections between us, especially there, not inside of us, in us. It's all in the connection between me and the whole world, between each one and everyone. As much as I want to take advantage of them, to defeat them. And this is the law of the ego, the law of the egoistic nature that exists within me. To the extent that I will try to get to know that this is the evil, my connection with others, the existing one, the present one, and I have to destroy it. I have to recognize it as evil. And then, according to the rule of refrain from evil and do good, I will be able to reach a state where I think good of others. I try to think good of others above the evil, above the bad that I think about him, and that my tendency is to take advantage of him, to exploit him. To the contrary, I want to use myself in order to connect with him to his benefit. And this way, we have to, as it says, to invert it, to invert my egoistic relation to an altruistic one, from in order to receive, to in order to bestow. And it is all really in the intention. My actions could even be the same actions. I don't know, it's no longer important for me. What is important for me is that by these actions I will do good to others. It's according to his desire, according to his benefit, not according to how it seems to me, which is to his benefit or not to his benefit, but that I will try to clothe in him. And how can I do it within him? If he's an egoist, then will I follow his ego? If I disconnect from my ego and I try to connect to his ego, this is already not the ego. With respect to me, it turns out to be the force of bestowal, the force of faith, and this way I shift from the will to receive for myself to the desire to bestow to another. There are many disturbances in this, and we will have to get into it and to learn, to understand, to feel, to get to know it, to taste different flavors in it. This is already spirituality. This is already spirituality that is bestowed to others for the benefit of the others. Disconnecting from oneself and rising above oneself. These are already forces that are truly in faith above reason. We were born in the opposite form, within reason, and we only feel within reason, that is, what we taste for our benefit. This is sweet, it's good, this is how we were born, this is how we were built, and this is natural for us, our natural force and feeling and inclination. However, along with that, we have to invert our relation to reality. And this is how we shift from within reason to faith above reason. From what is good to me in my kelim to what is good for the other in his kelim. The way that I depict it. And by this I elevate myself from this world to the upper world, from the corporeal world to the spiritual world. Dudi, what?
What's the connection between the law of Arvut and above reason, faith above reason?
Without starting to keep the law of Arvut, I cannot approach faith above reason. Because what does the law of Arvut say? We are all interconnected. In order to connect with others, I have to feel the other, to clothe in him to some extent. Well, at least partially. I have to have a grip on him, that he will have some grip on me, otherwise there will be no interconnection. Just like in all the different materials or with different, with living cells. And when we want to connect in such a way, and this is what the law of correction obligates us to do, this is actually love your friend as yourself. So the law of Arvut speaks about this. How can we integrate with one another? How do I come out of myself, at least to some extent, and I'm integrated in another? By this, our cells, our materials in general, interconnect with each other, and this way, we need to do it in the connection between us, in the human society. This is really the whole topic of the correction that we have to go through in these times. In our time and with our volition in our current state. This is the law of Arvut. And the condition of being in faith about reason, well, you can say the following, that it is the continuation, the extension of the law of Arvut, or the condition, you know, to keep the law of Arvut. On the other hand, when we try to approach the law of Arvut, we see that I have to be in the feeling of the other. And to be in the feeling of the other means that I rise above myself to a different level, to the level of the Creator, because the other or the Creator, it's one and the same. So it turns out that faith above reason, that is, bestowed above my force of reception, above my will to receive, it is actually the same keeping of the law of Arvut and the keeping of love of others and the keeping of the love of the Creator, and it's all together. However, there are stages in it of how much we have to advance, through what gradation, in order to get to know these laws, to realize them within us, to
Yes, it's a question about the mechanism, sorry, of connection. To worry for the friend, to act for the sake of the friend, does it mean to connect to his ego and to fulfill it? Do I work with his ego? What do I work with?
It doesn't matter. When you, let's say, support the friend, encourage him, you do good things for him, you do everything for him, he's a friend on the path, and you're doing it for him. Here you don't have to calculate, will this be for the benefit of his force of bestowal or for his force of reception? You want to give him gift? You want to give him, you want to do all the good for him. What is it for? In order to be connected with him so that he will accept you. By this, you actually might say, take advantage of the friend in order to perform all kinds of actions of bestowal and to be connected with him. And the friend will do the same thing for you. And this way, everyone will do it. For everyone. But what is it that you want? Through this, you want to perform actions of bestowal so that according to these actions of bestowal or inclinations to bestow to one another, then the upper force, the force of bestowal, will dress in you. As much as you are in an inclination towards him, towards the friends, each and every one of you, by this you give the Creator an opportunity to dress in you, to at least come closer.
So I have no calculations with respect to the gifts. I give gifts to the friend, and as you said, it doesn't matter if it falls into reception or bestowal, it doesn't matter, the main thing is to always be bestowing towards the friend, as I understand it, at least. Because the question is, what's in his best interest? I don't know ever what, I feel I can also harm him.
No, you want to help him in what he is, in what is your friend, in why he's your friend. He's your friend because he wants to reach bestowal, to resemble the Creator. And he can resemble the Creator only on the condition that he's connected with you. So you do all kinds of actions for him that also help him to be connected to you. And then it turns out that these relations between you become such that in them the Creator dresses. You, towards the friend, you want to perform all kinds of actions of help so that he will connect with you and with others and with the Creator, and to the Creator we will all connect to him so that the force of bestowal will dwell in us, fill us up. The force of mutual bestowal. This force of mutual bestowal, we also try, and this is the next stage of what does it mean, faith above reason, that we want to be in the force of bestowal towards each other, so that even though it is against my nature, against my desire, against my natural calculation, I nevertheless try to be in bestowal towards the friends. And then I give the Creator an opportunity to shine bit by bit, to shine into the connection between us, still from afar, and later on closer and closer. Bit by bit, don't try to jump. Here, there are many things that we have to, as much as gradually we will implement them between us, from the actions, from the practice, we will understand what it is about, and we won't just philosophize about connection. Rather, from your actions, do we know you?
How can a person check inside himself and outside of himself if he's advancing towards attaining Alvut?
It's only on the condition that he can bestow above his ego, in spite of his ego. Well, against it.
Mi con tutti i desideri egoistici dell'amico o soltanto
Hello Av. Do I need to integrate with all of the egoistic desires of the friend?
I don't need to integrate with the egoistic desires of the friend. He's not my friend in his egoistic desires. He's my friend, Chavel, from the word Chibur, connection, being close to me. He's my friend in that we are aimed towards connection between us and with the Creator, with the this mutual force of bestowal between us and with the Creator. In that we are connected. I don't connect to the friend's ego. However, in order to come closer to him, I take into account his egoistic tendencies. And from this, we start to ascend.
Спасибо, учитель. Рав, предположим, Шхина принимает Бней Барух.
Let's say that Shechina, the Shechina divinity, accepts Bnei Baruch, and we begin to dance together. So how does the Creator clothe in it? How does He connect?
It doesn't work in such a way. We prepare the Kli, we prepare the connection between us, between the friends, in a mutual way, in a way that we get closer, we complete one another, we want to be connected in our hearts. Everything that is related to bestowal, to love between us and to love towards the Creator. So these two kinds of love between us and the Creator will join together. Then by this we will be rewarded with the Creator becoming revealed to the extent that I discover the heart of the friends. To that extent, I'm capable of feeling the Creator inside of this connection between us. But only through such gradation, through such an order, and not in any other way.
If I don't connect to the ego of the friend, I take into account only our direction, inclination. How can I fulfill him?
You can fulfill the friend by being willing to walk along with him on the path towards your common goal. You don't take into account his ego, you take into account his goal. And how you together want to rise with the inclination towards each other, to be connected together, each one above his own ego, and you want to give an example by this to the other of how you do it, to help him, to support him. Like people who climb on a mountain, they help each other this way.
Question. We often say that we need to connect, discover the Creator between us, discover the hearts of the friends. But through what collective actions can we do that? Where is the focal point of our connection during the day? Because we can't connect 24 hours a day. There needs to be a certain concrete point to focus on.
What does that mean, that the ten has connected, has come together?
We've
gathered to discover the Creator, to connect, to unite. What action is?
The action in which you connect is an action which is not in the field. It's not in your bodies that you see together in some meal or in some cafe and you drink and eat and you connect. It is an action where you connect in your desires. In corporeality, I don't know what is happening there, but in spirituality, you try to connect in your desires. That common desire in which you want to connect You have to continue this desire all the time, all the time, so that this corporeal form that you go through, each one in his corporeal life, will not disconnect you from each other. Rather, you are constantly thinking about a spiritual goal together. And if you cannot, pray to the Creator so that He will help you to hold on to it.
Ну, как по мне, это, знаете, возможно только, наверное, в Мартиконе, что все время думать 24
часа. In my opinion, it's possible only at the end of correction to think about connection 24 hours a day. I understand that we need to head there, but
you should try. Nobody says that you'll be able to do it, but try. And then if you cannot, then ask of the Creator to do it for you. Of course He will not be able to do it. Not even for 2 seconds, but only for 1 second. And in the next second, that's it, it's gone. It will disappear from you on purpose, so that you will turn to the Creator and ask of Him to hold you. You will not succeed in any spiritual action by yourself, but only with the group, if the group and the Creator help you. And then together you build the spiritual state. You, by yourself, you can never do it. So listen to what I'm telling you, otherwise it will take you years, years, until you will discover that you are not capable of it.
Но совместно, это в каком действии должно выражаться? Это должно быть в совместной молитве, в совместном чтении текстов, в совместном семинаре.
So together, how is it supposed to be done? Through a common call, a collective call, a workshop, what? What is our focal point?
It has to be in the tendency of the hearts, that the heart of each and every one wants to connect with the hearts of the friends, and that the Creator will fill them up, will connect them.
Ну, то есть мы сели, молчим и соединяемся сердцами или как?
So we connect in the hearts.
Well, you don't have to sit and you don't have to be silent like you're saying. It doesn't matter what you're doing. In this, you can be doing your regular work. It's unrelated between what you think and what you want and the actions that you're performing, the corporeal actions.
Спасибо.
Тахшов мажамарти.
Think about what I said. It will save you a lot of time.
Что значит вот быть чувствительным к товарищам на уроке на протяжении вот этих трех часов?
What does it mean to be sensitive to the friends throughout the lesson, through these 3 hours? I see how their emotions change. Someone has it easy, someone finds it harder. What am I supposed to do with all this? Love. You need to help all the friends be together in one desire, one intention, so that at long last you will connect to such a point where the Creator, the general force of bestowal, will be revealed in you. It's a three.
Sì, Rab, perché è difficile realizzare l'arbut? Cosa ci manca? È più facile aggiungere o rinunciare?
Because it is hard to implement our root. What are we lacking? Is it easier to add something on our side, or do we need to restrict something?
What we miss is that we don't yet feel that without the support of the whole society, we cannot attain the Creator. We still don't understand that the Creator is the general force of bestowal. Bestowal, the power of bestowal. The general force of bestowal. And do we yearn for Him or for something else?
Latin 2.
Latin 2.
Buenas noches, Rab. La pregunta es... ¿Qué es que todos
my question is,
expresamos al Creador para poder tener alcance de
what does it mean that we all in the tent pray to the Creator in order to attain feeling one another, not just for, in order to hold on?
That will come later. As we advance, we find why exactly we need it, and it will all change. Well, let's hear from the focus group and continue. Please, focus group.
Hello, Rav. Questions from the internet. How do we integrate with one another? You talked about it before. How do I actualize this action?
By constantly yearning for the revelation of the Creator and talking about how, for the time being, still just talking about it, because until we integrate together, we can only speak of it, but we talk about how we can reach the revelation of the Creator only when we connect, when we integrate together, like knitting, right, or weaving. You have this machine, right? A sewing machine? Or rather, weaving, yes, a knoll, it's called, where it mixes the threads together. And that's what we want to happen between us, where each one enters in amongst the others, once above, once below, and so on. That's how we connect. And then the Creator is revealed. Yes. Again.
If 600,000 men abandon their work for the satisfaction of their own needs and worry about nothing but standing guard so their friends will not lack a thing, and moreover, they engage in this with great love, with their very heart and soul, in the full meaning of the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself.
So how can we reach such a state? That's the question. How can we reach a state where we want only connection, so much so that nothing else is important to me, only that my friends and me, all of us, connect together and come to a state where the Creator dwells amongst us? Workshop.
Sadna.
Workshop. How do we reach that?
Before.
In action, in practice. What do I need to do so that we will all connect, such that the Creator will be revealed between us? The Creator is the power of bestowal, love, connection. Please, go ahead. Yes, and this is apparently, it's a number which we learn from the wisdom of Kabbalah itself, from the construction of the Paltzuf. That's the number that needs to be no more, no less. And so if there is a 10, and the 10 engages in connection, so much so that they reach love, and love is such an integration where each one feels the desire of the others, of the friend. It's not an other anymore, right? It's a friend. And from that, they integrate together. So in that integration, they attain the upper force. We have to understand that we have no choice here. We have to, with all the means at our disposal, to reach a state where this integration actually happens between us and also in the whole of reality. That's how it is on the degrees of the inanimate, vegetative and animate. It's by nature, it happens naturally. On our degree, we have to actually do it ourselves, and first time in history, in our development, we have to do it. So
Maomer,
what does he say? We must remember that the society was established on the basis of love of others, so each member would receive from the group the love of others and hatred of himself. Each one feels that the friend relates to himself, to his evil inclination, with hatred, and towards the friends, he has the desire to connect with them. And seeing that his friend is straining to annul his self and to love others, would cause everyone to be integrated in their friend's intentions. From that we will receive energy, strength from each other. Thus, if the society is made of 10 members, for example, each will have 10 forces practicing self-annulment, hatred of self and love of others. Then they will certainly succeed. If everyone integrates together, this kind of society becomes a spiritual society and the Creator is revealed in it. And then there is equivalence of form to an extent between the connection they have between them and the upper force, as the upper force is entirely bestowal. And the relations they establish between them are also of bestowal, at least to an extent, one times 125, let's say. And then they reach the spiritual degree. All right? No questions? Please. Questions? Asia, please.
Boker Tov.
Good morning. Something doesn't quite settle here. Certainly, self-love doesn't work together with love of your friend. But if I'm a part of this and I hate myself, it's like a black hole. And
you hate your ego, your corrupted desire, and you love the desire to bestow as much of it as you may have, and whatever of it you identify in the friends. That's all.
Well, I have another example. In the 10, there are 10 friends. And I'm confident in each one of them. I checked all of them, each one of them. And I know that each one is trying very much. So what do we lack? Specifically in such a case, what can we add? Where can there be an addition?
How should I know? You need to check, see whatever is demanded of the group, and then check yourselves to see if you're doing all that, and what's lacking after all that. What's lacking after all that is prayer. After all that, you will lack a prayer. But after all the scrutinies that you conduct in a serious manner to find what's lacking, what faults we have in the connection between us, what kind of faults we have in our plea to the Creator, and then comes a prayer. Try it. If you think that you're truly confident in each other and you're ready and prepared, then go ahead. That's all that's left for you to do.
Haifa free.
Good morning. Is the right scrutiny towards connection in the 10, is it done through between the friends in the 10, or is it just between me? Is it about me praying to the Creator?
The proper scrutiny needs to happen between the members of the 10, and after that, between all of the members of the 10, you have to have a plea coming from that minyan, that 10, to the Creator. United VG1.
Чтобы понять молитву, я должен собрать хисароны, товарищи. Вот что значит собрать?
In order to raise a prayer, I need to gather the deficiencies of the friends. What does it mean to gather them?
You feel in your heart how much they yearn for a connection and for the Creator to be revealed between them in the form of connection, in the form of mutual bestowal, in the form of the power of bestowal, the mutual power of love. For the time being, you expect the Creator to be revealed as a power which will let us know, understand, gain. But here it's different. The Creator, when He is revealed, in that you feel only how you're in mutual bestowal, mutual love, mutual connection. The Creator comes to strengthen the Arvut. The Creator comes to strengthen the Arvut.
Como hacemos en la práctica.
Good morning, Rav.
Para dar de corazón amor al prójimo.
How is it possible to do it practically in order to receive the force to truly love others from your heart?
Make all sorts of, do all sorts of exercises in a practical way throughout the day. You do those. Do those. You don't need to hide it from each other. Rather, do it, come close to each other. The more you love each other, well, it's because no one can reach the general force of bestowal, which is the Creator, without the others. How do we reach such a state to create unity between the collective? It's only through that grinding where each one grinds himself and removes the shells, those rude, crude shells, such that only the internality remains, where I suppose there, in the hearts, it seems that we can find something related to connection and love, and through the grinding, the bitush, the light of the soul appears upon us. And then it appears on our hearts, shines on our hearts, and there indeed all of Israel are one, all those who we yearn for it, find that we're actually connected. Baltia 1. Not clear?
Опять же, тут, наверное, говоря, что каждый себя перемалывает, имеется в виду, что мы...
Rob, again, it says here that...
То есть вопрос, где граница внутренней работы?
We need to help each other in this work. So the question is, Where are the boundaries of this inner work? Where are the boundaries, the limits, where it's inner work and the beginning of the influence of the society?
Where do I work and where does the 10 work on me? Where do I work on myself or I work on the 10? It's, I cannot say. It's simply, it's all together. One time I work on myself, another I work on the 10, and so... The main thing is that we constantly want to find, to scrutinize where we have more places where we connect. That's all. So we need to see the goal, the corrected state. I was reading about it. It needs to be where I understand that it needs to be there, where it's not high, it's something that needs to be in front of me. When I describe it, I try to make it happen in return. If I'm with friends and talk to them, with myself, but in various ways, but prayer, most of all. After all that, prayer. After the lesson, let's say. It's good if the lesson connects after the lesson, if the 10 connects after the lesson and determines, even if it doesn't determine it, but during the lesson we determine what we think about, right? The subject of the lesson has to be the main thing throughout the day. And then we all think about that. We all want to actualize it. We all speak, each one to himself and to the others if there's an opportunity, about the state in which the 10 has to be connected. And from day to day, more and more united around the subjects we study. And that's how we will connect more and more. The subject of the lesson has to be extended throughout the day in each one of us and all of us together. And without us deciding upon this, we won't.
Yes, Dudi.
We will read item 34. By the rubbing of the hearts, even if they are of strong people, everyone exudes warmthness from the walls of his heart, and this warmth causes the sparks of love until a garment of love is formed, and they are both covered in a single blanket that covers both of them. It is known that adhesion connects two things to one, and when they begin to feel the love of his friend, immediately joy and pleasure awakens in him. Because this is the rule, that something new, a novelty, brings amusement. And the fact that his friend loves him is new to him, because he always knew that only he himself cared for his own benefit and well-being. But once he discovers that his friend cares for himself, this awakens in him joy that is immeasurable, and he can no longer care for himself, because the person can give an exertion only where he feels pleasure. And since he begins to feel pleasure in caring for his friend, then he no longer has room to think about his self.
That's how it is. Through the wearing of the hearts, when we try to wear down the hearts one upon the other in order to remove that upper egoistic layer and discover what's inside. That's how we have to do it. Let's think now in a workshop how we're doing this practically. Each in the way that he wants to purify his heart from that egoistic shell by wearing it out upon rubbing it against the other's friends, the friends' hearts. Let's do this.
Something to wake you up today, but it's not simple, yeah. Item 35, this is from letter number 2 of Baal Sulam. I shall advise you to evoke within you fear of the coolness of the love between us. Although the intellect denies such a depiction, think for yourself. Is there a tactic by which to increase love and one does not increase it? That too is considered a flaw. It's like a person who gives a great gift to his friend. The love that appears in his heart during the act is not like the love that remains in the heart after the fact. Rather, it gradually wanes each day until the blessing of the love can be entirely forgotten. Thus, the receiver of the gift must find a tactic every day to make it new in his eyes each day. This is all our work, to display love between us each and every day. This, just as upon receiving, meaning to increase and multiply the intellect with many additions to the core, until the additional blessings of now will be touching our senses like the essential gift at first. This requires great tactics, set up for the time of need.
I think it's clear.
I think it's clear, just our question is whether we will withstand this throughout the day. Our success now needs to be not just during the morning lesson when we wake up to it, but rather how do we realize, implement the morning lesson in our thoughts and deeds throughout the day. And this depends truly on spreading out the topic that we will live with it all the time. At work, at home, as it's written, when you're sitting at home and you stand and you sit and where you rise and wherever you go, in all the possibilities, so that we will constantly think of only about the connection between us and how we're coming closer and closer until our hearts truly melt together and are included together as one heart, so that we will feel how this happens. They're giving us very living, vivid pictures. So let's try to implement this.
Volevo chiedere degli esempi pratici per rimanere connessi con gli amici.
Hello, Rav. I wanted to ask about practical examples to stay connected with the friends during the day.
Simply define times. We're in a time where there's time, motion, and space. So try to use those three definitions. Time. Let's say you're connecting in the group at specific times in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, at least. Now, what are you connecting with? What are you learning? What are you doing? We, for instance, I know that in my ten, we learn the study of Ten Sefirot and some other part from the excerpts from the article. And we talk for a few minutes about what's happening between us. That's it. You can do whatever you want as long as it will bring forth connection. And the commitment to connect, even though it's not comfortable and it's in the middle of the day and there's problems, but specifically if a person overcomes and gives it importance, then it certainly operates for his benefit. To the extent in which the Creator gives him disturbances in being connected to his ten and he overcomes them, by that he benefits. He's rewarded. Clear?
Вопрос такой. Мы сидим там уже там несколько лет, кто-то десятки лет, и...
Here's my question. We are sitting for years, some people decades even. Where do you get this grinding, this wearing out of the hearts from? Maybe only dissemination is the place?
Dissemination will not give you any kind of pulverizing of your hearts, and if you don't come to a connection between you spiritually, but rather it only brings you closer physically to one another. But that's also important. The wearing of the hearts can be attained only under the condition that you're truly in 1:10 and you observe that which Rabash wrote about the 10. Only that. And not dissemination and not anything. There's not one word about dissemination with him. But principles, your values.
And in this intellectual way, when we communicate knowledge and explanation to the people about the root and cause of the solution to the crisis, what's happening behind the scenes?
We're passing on to them forces through us, a force from above.
What force?
That is what does the work.
What force passes through? Well, because we explain to them that it's about the ego and so on.
But our entire method stems from the words of Kabbalists. Therefore, when we are bringing to them the words of Kabbalists, it turns out that they're receiving it directly from the heavens, as we say. And there's a spiritual force, a force of bestowal, a force of the light, even though it comes down through us. But you can't have such a connection otherwise between spirituality and the general folks. But through us, us small ones, and on the other hand, when we want to ascend, if we don't engage in that, we ourselves won't ascend. Because we have a role. We must be that transition, as he explains to us in the giving of the Torah, Matan Torah.
So from our desire to communicate the language, the Kabbalists in a language that's suitable for them, that's already working, and even if we don't understand or feel it this way?
It's not important. We need to be a pipeline.
So this means being a pipeline even if I don't understand further?
Yes, yes. Don't add.
And what do I get from them in return?
What goes through you, you receive. You all of a sudden receive intellect, feeling, discernments, everything.
From the upper one.
From the upper, since you're passing it to others.
And what do I get from the lower one?
A lack, because they feel bad, they want. The lack, the deficiency comes from the bad one. They feel bad. It's bad for me. I don't have this, this, and this in corporeal matters. You need to show them that it will be good for you in corporeality under the condition that you rise somewhat. Hear what I'm telling you. The good, the force of good is in a little bit of a higher degree than the ground. Let's rise up. I'm going to help you. Listen a little bit, hear a little bit, read a little, and you'll see how this operates on you and works. You don't need to exert just your ear a little bit, your heart a little bit, so it will lean towards me a little bit, and I will pass this on to you. And what do? I pass it as much as I'm capable. Therefore, it's good that we learned and the university, it's good that we've done all these things. We need to show ourselves as capable, understanding, ready, and we will do.
Last question. Why do I need the 10 here? I directly publicize the words of the Kabbalists.
No, you won't be a pipe if you can't, because you can't connect to the upper ones if you don't be with the 10. If you won't be a 10. Do you understand? And to pass to the lower one, you can't. Here, the law of that pipeline works. And that pipeline is Pchinot, it's 10 Sfirot.
Есть сильное ощущение, что мы втянуты в серьезную гонку между изменениями к худшему в нашем мире, изменениями к лучшему через наше объединение.
There's a strong feeling that we are entering this meaningful, significant race where the changes that happen can happen positively in the world according to our connection, but it seems like the finish line is very close.
I am certain that we are capable of carrying out this action. I am certain that we will do the action. I heard it from Rabash. And I am certain that we are pacing on the right direction. So let's aim ourselves just more towards connection. That's our first target. And the goal, which is adhesion with the Creator, which is the second target. And that's how we will attain everything. We are capable. We are capable. And you see the extent in which we're advancing. And in truth, we were advancing even faster. But we must be ready for the nations of the world, for all of humanity. Therefore, our advancement is not just in height, but in broadness, in width. We have to be ready for the whole world soul, the general soul. And this necessitates time. It necessitates more efforts. We are not just advancing for our own sake. Do you understand? That's the problem. We need to be big and capable of leading all of humanity. And we will be as such. We will be that way. It doesn't depend on me. The Creator chose me, as it's written. The Creator chose us. And that's how we advance. We just need to not fear. Don't be afraid. Let all the others engage. You see what they're engaged in. Let them have it, their games. We have this.
New York 4.
Shalom Rav.
Hello Rav. What do we need to feel between us so that the world will hear us?
Responsibility. First of all, responsibility. And confidence. That we have no choice. You see how we're advancing. You will soon see a few months ahead, a few years ahead, what's happening. You will see, you will feel this development, how it's truly happening in all of humanity, in us, why it's happening this way. Israel, the United States, Russia, Europe, why the Creator, what the Creator is doing here. We will feel these things and we'll be able to work with this practically. These are things that day after day, more and more, these will change at a greater speed. And specifically, the connection between Israel and America is very important. And also with Russia, it's very important. And with Europe, in truth, but Israel and America especially. Not physically, not materialistically, not financial. That's all not military, but because the big ego is there and we have the weapon against the great ego. And in such a way, we need to begin with America on the left side and with the right side and the Russia on the left side. And we as Israelites in the central part of it need to make sure that we raise all of humanity.
Another small thing, in explaining to people, is it more importantly to connect about their connection, to talk about their connection, or the final destination, global connection?
I can't say. It depends who you're talking to. I think it's important for all people what's happening with me. And therefore, see in what way you connect. Yes.
Tov.
Okay.
USALA. USALA.
Toda Rav. Unam she America o makom.
Thank you, Rav. Even though America is the place of the ego, there is a big part that is dying, that is
the
suffering.
Question.
Should we just avoid the pain for now, as you told us?
You do what's good for humanity if you connect to them. And do what's good for the group if you connect to the group. And you are between them and them. That's it. And the keter of the group is the Creator, and the whole group transfers all it receives from him to all of humanity. And each and every friend in the 10 in the group must be concerned with not himself, but rather in bringing contentment to the Creator by connecting to him all of humanity through the group. That's it.